here to talk about the progress that federal hiring reform has been making over the last couple of years. It is getting better, isn't it, Tim?
I think overall it is getting better, Francis. I mean, we see, you know, from Angie Bailey and OPM a couple of weeks ago, earlier this month, that, you know, there's signs that, you know, agencies have shortened the time that it takes to fill positions since the president and the administration's focus on reforming the hiring process. It appears that agencies have improved some of the communications with their applicants, and it also appears that you know, more hiring managers are actually engaged in the process. So, you know, along those three fronts, it seems like things are moving in the right direction.
She, Angela Bailey, talking about a couple of different ways that agencies are improving things and making the experience better for applicants, not just for the agencies. Some of these are time to hire, job opportunity announcements, applicant satisfaction, manager involvement. Which of those do you think is the most critical piece of all of this, or can you just pick one of those, or is that really fair to do?
Yeah, so I think it is kind of hard. You could pick and choose, but I think, you know, if you pick and choose, you're actually not seeing the entire picture. And I think that's actually why, while I think there is progress being made, I think the ultimate sign of progress in improving the federal hiring process is really, are we getting the quality of applicants that we need, and are we making the quality of hires that we need? And that's the measure that I think is still yet to be determined. Has the quality of applicant increased? Has the quality of hire increased? So, again, we can look at time to hire as an example and say, well, our time to hire has actually been reduced, you know, across government fairly dramatically by almost a month in terms of where it was before hiring reform, where it is now. But clearly, we can hire people really quick. That doesn't mean we've actually got the right people that we've brought in. You can have managers involved in the process, but again, it takes you so long that actually by the time you're actually going to hire somebody, the really top quality candidates for that position have said, you know what, I'm not going to wait around anymore, I'm going to move on. So I think, again, you need to really look at it in its totality, but certainly I think the lesson here is that every little bit helps.
You and I have talked about that concept before, Tim, the idea that, you know, Director Barry's goal was 80 days. You can hire the wrong person in 40 days and you haven't accomplished anything. You've actually done yourself and your agency a disservice.
That's exactly right, and that's why, you know, really I think the key measure or the key metric here that we really have to look at with hiring reform is, do managers and do agencies actually feel like the quality of the applicants, so you've got a good quality pool to choose from, and then those that you actually choose are of the highest quality. And again, this is about the highest quality for that position, which is going to vary from one position to the next. And I think that's actually, Francis, where there's kind of some mixed views on things, which is, you know, in talking to a lot of hiring managers and HR professionals, they're actually saying, yeah, we actually do think that we're hiring better quality candidates. We think that there's even a better quality of pool. But if you look at something like the Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey and the Best Places to Work data, some of the questions that you actually ask of federal employees about whether or not whether or not they're able to recruit the talent and skills that they need for their work unit, I think there's some question whether or not colleagues think that that's the case. So again, there's really no standard of measure right now to figure out what does quality look like. And I think that's actually a really hard thing. You know, I'm asked pretty frequently, so how do you know that you're getting quality?
Mm-hmm. And what is your answer?
Well, I think, again, Francis, I think we have to look at a lot of different things. So I think, you know, one of the things that OPM has actually put in place and agencies have put in place is a survey of hiring managers that actually tries to get at whether or not managers are satisfied with the quality of the applicants and the quality of hires. Again, anecdotally, what I've heard is you know, not enough data there, and it's really inconsistent in terms of hiring managers even taking that survey. That's actually really bad news, because ultimately the hiring manager is the one that has to live with a bad hire or not. So, you know, it's imperative that they're really not only involved in the process, but they're providing that feedback to the human capital office, to the HR staff, about if there is a breakdown in things, where that breakdown is, so they can actually get the ship righted and heading in the right course.
We did a survey on federalnewsradio.com that I had a conversation with in just a couple of days ago, about all of these issues. We surveyed chief human capital officers, and we have the results posted at federalnewsradio.com. And Catherine Medina came in and talked about these issues. And one of the things that the hiring or that the CHCOs told us is that they are finally being perceived by their higher ups, by the people they report to in the agencies, as an integral part of the hiring process and the overall management and performance process at the agencies. What does that mean in terms of the things that we're talking about here and executing these hiring reforms and maybe a little more latitude for CHCOs that they didn't have before?
So, Francis, I think that's great news that they're actually feeling that way, and I think that's actually that really is the bottom line, is that, you know, again, hiring and people management, recruitment, hiring, isn't simply an HR issue. Everybody's got to be involved in it. If the Chicos are actually feeling that their higher ups, senior level, other senior administration officials are actually seeing them more as a strategic voice in this, I think that's a good sign that agency leadership as a whole is beginning to really see talent management as a priority. And frankly, Francis, I think that's the key to all of this, is that, yes, you can make some process changes. Yes, you can make some other changes along the way. But until not only senior level management, but, you know, the frontline supervisors, until they see recruitment, hiring, broader talent management as a priority, it's always going to be kind of that second thing, that burr in the side that, you know, we're going to pay attention to it only when we need to pay attention to it, not pay attention to it because we understand that the effectiveness of our agency starts and ends with really good quality people.